Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to welcome you to another live Impact Lunch Break call here on Blog Talk Radio. We call it One Family, One Focus Radio. And I want to, again, welcome my partner in success this morning, Ms. Charlotte Warren. Charlotte, how are you doing this fabulous morning?
I'm doing fabulous this fabulous morning, Silas. How are you?
I am outstanding, getting closer and closer to Christmas.
Yes.
And this month is holiday season. And, you know, here at Hidden Hunger Global, we celebrated with our last off event a couple of weekends ago. And, you know, I'm still thinking about that event, thinking about the new members and customers that we got a chance to meet at the IPP / Christmas party on the Friday night, and, you know, the incredible training we got on that Saturday, just a great time. And I know Christmas coming up, we've got a lot of members that are traveling, and hopefully we'll get a chance to have some of them call in this morning, get a chance to talk to them. But how was your weekend, Charlotte?
My weekend was great. We're already starting the Christmas festivities early, you know, doing our Christmas shopping. And the only negative thing, you know, you hate to be negative, but the Dallas Cowboys just aren't looking very good.
And I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, too. I'm a fan to the end.
Yes,
you're
sir.
You're absolutely right. We're taking it on the chin this year, but you know what? We're going to show up for every game, and we're going to fight, even though, you know, we're missing all of our – we don't have all of our weapons with our quarterback and Tony Romo. But you know what? It is what it is. Like, you know, people either love us or they hate us, you know.
That's true, and I'm like you. I'm going to be do or die, you know, hardcore Cowboys fan. And so, like you said, we're taking it on the chin.
Taking it on the chin, yeah. We had an incredible weekend here in the King's home, and, you know, you told me something today. I learned something new. Every day you can learn something new. You were talking about this turkey that you normally get. Now, tell us about that again. Is it Freeburg turkey? No,
Greenberg. You know, Tyler, Texas, and if you talk to Bruce Beam, who's the director of member support here, he would say that the sun rises and falls on Tyler, Texas, because that's where he's from. But over the Thanksgiving holiday, we had some friends that served up this Greenberg turkey, and it's a company that's all they do is ship out smoked turkeys. And I'd never had one, and it was the most outstanding. I mean, seriously,
wow.
Just the best smoked flavor. And they ship it to you, and you can, you know, serve it right out of the box. You don't even have to heat it up. But so, yes, we're going to be getting one of those this Christmas. My boys have never had one, or the ones that are out of town, and so you know, and I'm going to be good. I'm going to give Greenberg the credit and not act like I made it myself.
That's
still
good
time to get one. Yes. There's still time to get one shipped to you.
Still time to get one shipped. I've learned this a long time ago, too. You know, typically when you get a great idea, when you find out something great, you give them credit once, maybe twice. But after that, it's yours, you know.
Well, there you go.
Definitely yours. Well, you know, here at Hidden Hunger Global, we are, you know, gearing up for the last 2 weeks of the month, and we're definitely surging toward sharing this opportunity of gathering customers with as many people as we possibly can, and we believe that this is the best time of year to get, you know, to finish with a tax write-off, and, you know, what better way than to bless a child. And you know, I'm sharing this message with a little different twist, you know, with the twist of celebrating life rather than, you know, talking about death. And, you know, I know that it's real critical and it's real crucial, you know, what's going on with these children. And, you know, I just believe that Hidden Hunger Global has a way to help celebrate life with these children and help them in their everyday living. And, you know, with our three incredible products, with our micronutrient packs to help reverse malnutrition, the 15 essential vitamins and minerals, and also with our linen mosquito net with a repellent that kills any insects that touch the net, but it's safe for children. And with our portable water filtration system that gets out 99% of the pollutants out of the water, also provides up to 150 gallons of clean drinking water a day for a year without having to replace the filter. I just believe that we are blessing, we have a way of blessing so many children, and we're just going to keep speaking louder and louder till we find and get enough people that'll jump aboard this train that's working its way throughout the country to bless these children throughout the world. And one of the things that I can tell you, Charlotte, that really it's making me appreciate, you know, more the fact that I can have clean drinking water over here, and that, you know, I've got protection. I've got a house that protects me from any airborne insects, you know.
Yes.
That in every product I buy, the micronutrients are already in those products. And, you know, it just makes me appreciate that more, and especially when I see my children. I think about this all the time, and I'm on a crusade to make sure that we reach our mantra of saving 1 million children in a month. And, you know, I had a chance this weekend to share with some friends about what we're doing. And, you know, with the new changes on the website,
yes.
I can utilize the website. Now, how do you like those new changes?
I'm excited about those new changes. You know, when I heard about that last night, communicating to people, partner with us,
right.
You know, help us to be an ambassador to these children. I think that is a very unique way of communicating our mission, and it's exciting. I think that when you tell people, you know, hey, we would love for you to partner with us in helping to save the life of a child, that just sounds a lot more impactful than, you know, it seems like more mission-oriented, which is the focus. You know, we are a cause-based business, and so to talk to people and let them know that they are partnering with us as a part of a cause, I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, the effects of just those changes and how that's going to make a difference when we're presenting, you know, the ambassador plan to people. So, good stuff.
Yeah, so now we have, we've replaced the name of members with the ambassadors. And so you are now, if you are involved in Hidden Hunger Global, if you have your website, you are an ambassador for the cause.
Correct.
We place the name of customers with partners. And we're going to ask people to partner up with us to eradicate these three social problems. You know, as you said, we're a social entrepreneur. We have a social entrepreneurial business model, and we have a cause-based mission. And a social entrepreneur is a person or a company who establishes an enterprise or a business with the aim of solving social problems or affecting social change. And we want to affect four social problems, four social changes. Malnutrition is one. Mosquitoes that carry airborne diseases. Clean drinking water, and also we want to eradicate poverty. And that's why we've created a business model that instead of giving the money to the television commercials and the radio commercials and the banquet halls and, you know, all these different places that we have to pay off first before we even can bless the children, we created a model that if you become an ambassador and help with this cause, then we can pay you for sharing this mission, for opening up your mouth, talking to people all over the world about what we're doing. I'm telling you, this is just incredible. And, you know, I'm glad to be part of it. You know, on our website now, we've got a lot of new changes. We've got the Q&A, so you can go on the website and you know, people ask you frequent questions. We've got the Q&A section there. It'll help you answer a lot of the questions that people are asking, like, you know, how do you know the product is going to get where it's supposed to get? You know, well, that answer is right on there. You know, all the difficult questions that people tend to ask you, you know, go to your website, look up Q&A so you already know the answer. Or just when you're talking to people, pull that website up. You know, you get a chance to see some phenomenal pictures of children. We also have a section under products where you can click on the different products. You can click on the micronutrient packs and go down, and it'll tell you the different, you know, the different vitamins and minerals that are in the pack. You can click on, you know, the water filtration system, and it'll show you a 3D view of that water filtration system and how that you can clean it, you know, how you can backwash it. You know, on that website, new now, we have a section, I believe it's under the Get Involved section. If you scroll down, you get to see a map of the world. And on that map, if you put your mouse, it'll share with you the different places that we actually have sent child-saving products. So, you know, you get to see Kenya and a video, a picture's there. You get to see Uganda and South Africa, you know, Zambia. These are all places where we've sent child-saving products. Guatemala, which is in Central America, you know, Cambodia, which is in Asia, Thailand. You know, we've sent water filtrations over there, Haiti. And there's different videos or different pictures. So I challenge you to go there, because that's a good thing to show when you're having an IPP, when you're sitting down talking to people. I think that's an excellent thing to show right on our website. And so I wanna see if we have any new ambassadors on the phone. I believe we've got our great friend Jay Michael from Tyler, Texas. We were just talking about Tyler. Let's see if we can get Jay Michael on the line. Jay Michael, have you joined us on the call?
Good morning, Silas.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine. Got to head down to Greenberg here and pick up a couple turkeys. So.
Absolutely.
They're busy down there. So.
Oh, man. So those turkeys must be as big as, you know, the honey baked ham down in that area, huh?
Well, there are Tyler's favorite son here. What, they've been in Tyler for many, many, many years. And,
wow.
Oh, my God, what a great company they are, too. They really do a lot for the community and give back to the community. They're a great reflection, too, of a company that knows how to, knows their purpose, but also knows how to give back. And
well, man, we're going to have to
get so, guys,
we're gonna have to get you to contact them.
Order one. Still time to order, I think, some. I can go down and drive down and pick them. Anyway,
and we're gonna have to get you to contact them, man. Who knows? They may be willing to give back to Hidden Hunger Global.
Hey, you just put in, that's a great idea.
Hey, we gave them some
exactly
free,
right.
We gave them some free pamphlets.
And Silas,
go ahead,
you know, a good note about the us getting our partners now. They are, from a businessman standpoint, I've been an independent businessman now since 1987. Kind of date me a little bit, but I'm still in my the prime of my life at 64. But anyway, businesses, they are a prime list of folks that if you know people that own a small business, whether it be a hair salon or a car dealership, or are selling Greenbird turkeys all over the world, those people, Silas, are perfect folks to place a call to if you have any, if you know them or if you know somebody that knows them, because those people do give back, and those are the perfect type of people that will buy a big 40 child-saving pack. They will buy those packs. They might buy two, and here's what I do, Silas, and here's what I recommend listeners or ambassadors on the line today, or if you're a guest today listening to us and want to be partners with us, is when you go out and ask some of these businesses based on your you knowing who they are, Silas, And say it's a Greenberg, let's just take Greenberg turkeys for an example, because a lot of people in Texas know Greenberg turkeys. And Oprah put them on the map when she ordered some about 10 years ago, I think. But anyway, a company like that, Silas, here's what I would recommend doing, is asking, is sharing our, sharing who we are and sharing what we're looking for, our partners. But here's what you do, is then you have to, as you say, ask for it. You have to ask for the, a decision.
Yes.
Can you, are you willing to save, are you willing to spend $20 to save a life? But with a Greenberg turkey person, I can tell you probably what I'm going to do, Silas, is ask, can you spend $1,600 to save a life? And what is that?
Come
That's
on.
Two packs. That's two packs. And you start at that level, and maybe I'm even underestimating, and I should ask for $3,200. But my point is, ask at the, don't ask for a $20, ask for a $1,600. Can you do two packs?
That's right.
No. No. Well, can you do one pack? Absolutely, I can do one pack, and you just got to sell. But don't start at the bottom and go up. Start at the top and come down. And
I like that
you
idea.
You got to be confident and ask. All you're asking for is decision. Now, they can't do a 40-pack. Can they do a, you know, can they do a $199 pack? Or can they do a $20 purchase on a monthly basis or a one-time basis? And then on the other side, when you're asking for asking for them to put it on auto give, Silas, sometimes can you do it for 12 months? No, I can't this right now. I'm just not able. Well, can you do it for 9? Can you do it for 6? Can you do it for 3? And so you start again at the high level, and if it's nothing wrong with getting a one-time, but even a somebody that based on a 3-month, they're in control. And I'm going back. Here's another suggestion, Silas, on getting partners. And as you know, I've been with the company. I've been an ambassador now for quite some time. I went back in my back office and looked at all my customer list for the past.
Okay.
And as you know, I've got some customers back there that bought literally months and months ago, in fact, a year ago. And I'm sending them all emails because you've got their email addresses in there. And these were people that many of them just did one-time purchases. And some of them did. One in particular in Colorado, he owns a major big hair salon. He did a $500 purchase about a year ago.
Oh, well,
I'm going back and asking now for him, can you do it again this year? And now we've got the packs. So I'm contacting my customers that did buy from me before, and or my partners, I should say, my partners that bought from us, I'm from Hidden Hunger Global, and sending them an email wishing them a Merry Christmas, and attach an online Christmas card if you can, and you can do that. They're so easy to do now with online Christmas cards, and at the same time ask for the gift. Can you give a gift, a tax-deductible gift? Does that make sense?
That's awesome. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and that's some incredible tips you just gave, because a lot of times we think small, and like my son says, you got to think big, and big is believing in God. If you believe in God, you have the faith to ask big, you know? And,
exactly.
He came up with an idea that he's going to be talking to, between now and the end of the month, 50 business owners here that's within a 5-mile radius of our home. And he's going to be sharing with them what we're doing and asking for them to become partners.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great idea. Hey, if you would, give a plug for the Hawaii Blog Talk Radio that happens at, I believe it's 1 p.m. Central.
Well, thank you. Yes, 1 p.m. Central, which is 9 a.m. in the Hawaiian Islands. Our ambassador, Sandy Conway, hosts every Monday. That's 1 p.m., you're correct, Central Standard Time, hosts Blog Talk Radio / Sandy C. Maui, and we will be talking about the One Ohana, which is one family in Hawaiian, saving 1 million children in the state of Hawaii. And she has a new ambassador that just came on board with a pack who joined us, I believe, on Friday, and she's going to be Sandy's guest.
Awesome.
Today. I'll also be on there for a few minutes as well, but that's jump on there, and you can also call into that show at 347-850-8692 and say aloha to Sandy. She'll be hosting that show as she does every Monday. So thanks for letting us plug
that.
Send me
a text on that, and I'll send that text out. We'll get that show promoted today. I appreciate you, Jay.
Okay,
and hey, listen, man, can't wait to see you again, and look forward to getting my my turkey when I'm there in Tyler.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, Silas. God bless you, buddy.
Happy holidays, my friend. Merry Christmas, and look forward to talking to you again. And you know, Charlotte, I believe we're gonna go from Tyler, Texas, all the way to South Carolina. I believe we have Mr. Reginald Haskins on the line here live on the Impact Lunch Break Call. Reggie Haskins, have you joined us, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Man, I am doing absolutely incredible, fantastic. I appreciate you asking. How about yourself?
I am doing absolutely marvelous. If it get any better, I don't know if I could stand it.
Outstanding. Well, Mr. Haskins, how was your weekend this past weekend?
It was great. It was wonderful, sir. It was great.
You know, we had a leadership call last weekend, and we all made a commitment to do at least how many PSV, which stands for personal sales, which stands for child-saving products, that we sell to either our partners or we buy ourselves. What is our commitment for this month?
That is 20.
At least 20 that we're going to get done, right?
At least 20.
And so,
but not make our minimums,
been,
our maximums.
That's what I'm talking about. Have you been sharing with people, you know, about our incredible products? And how do you share? Give us a couple of examples of what you do when you talk to people and what kind of process you take them through.
First of all, again, relationships are important, and that's even if someone I don't know. And then I may ask them, I say, you have any children? They say, yeah. I say, man, I love my children. You know, and now I have grandchildren. They are awesome. And they say, I have grandchildren. I say, yeah. Then I'll ask them a question. A lot of times I'll just say, you know, for $20, would you save a child's life? They say, certainly. I say, I would too. And then I'll ask them, I say, suppose I had to spend $20 every month to save my grandchild's life. I would do so, wouldn't you? And they say, yeah, I would. And then I began to share with them the mission. And now even greater, I would say, well, how about partnering with me? Because that's what I'm doing now, saving children's lives. So, okay, I'm interested in saving a child's life. And I'll proceed from there with showing them some information, PS3, showing them some information, and getting a three-way validation by getting them on the phone with yourself or someone else for the three-way validation, and proceed with them being a customer and seeking for them also to be an ambassador.
There you go. I know you got me on the phone last week, right before one of our calls with a gentleman. I believe you signed up as a brand new partner. He was majorly interested in partnering with us and helping these children. And tell us a little bit about him. How did you meet him?
Well, that gentleman I went to school with many years ago.
Okay.
I guess I'll be telling my age, but that's been over 35 years ago. And out of college, we graduated out of college, and he was just a school friend, and his name came up, and I said, I'm going to give him a call, because, you know, I know him as a caring person, because most of the time, we learn the different personalities of people, and a lot of times, he fell right into the category of, I believe that's yellow, where he have a heart after, he just care. You care about people. And so right away, I gave him the $1 million question. He said, well, sure. And then, and not only that, he said, I'm going to commit to doing it monthly. I'm going to commit to this monthly.
Oh, wow, that's good.
I see his need to save the children.
That's awesome.
Good. As Jay Michaels, I heard him say, you got to reach back to some of the ones, or people that you know, and call them. And
that's right.
And just ask the question.
And, you know, another thing that I'm going to, ask everybody to do is ask for referrals. You get a partner that says yes and they want to buy child-saving products, ask them for a referral. Ask them who do they know? Because people know people just like them. So if someone is willing to be a customer, if someone is a yellow, I promise you they know other yellows. They know other people who care about people. They know other people who will reach out and be a customer. So ask for referrals. I just think that's a great thing.
It's something you say that because I got his mom's phone number. I got his cousin's phone number, one of his brother's phone number. So when he hung up with me, I made some other calls to others that he said that would be interested in the same mission.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to make sure we hit that goal of 20 or more child-saving products sold or bought by each individual ourselves. You know, we've got, closing in on 500 ambassadors. And if you do the math on that, if only half of the ambassadors, if only 250 of them, just half, 250, get their 20 CSPs bought and sold, that's 5,000 child-saving products we'd have bought and sold this month alone. And that's not even counting the other 250. If they just did one, now we got 7,000 and 500. So we definitely want to make sure that we set a goal and that we reach a goal, we hit a goal. And that is for us to do as many as 20. I want to switch gears a little bit, Mr. Ashton, before I let you get off the phone. And this is so critically important. I talk about this every week. I talk about this every month. And I want to talk about it a little bit now because what happens is, a lot of times people will look at their results. They may have been in a month or 2 months or 3 months. And they look at their results, and maybe they're not where they want to be. Maybe they haven't, saved as many lives. Maybe they haven't got as many other people to join them, whether it be as a partner, as an ambassador, and, they start to feel down, And one of the things that I want to stress is personal development, making sure that you're listening to that on a daily basis because it will keep you on that path of commitment. It will keep you on that path of understanding that this is not a sprint. This is a marathon, and that you got to continue every day to do something. Talk a little bit about how personal development has affected your life and some of the books you listen, audio books you listen to or read.
Personal development is very important to me, and even in my personal development, I include the Bible because that's also growth of the inside of man, and there's never a day that I miss not fellowshipping with God and reading His Word for communication with Him and understanding who I am. And also, for me to have more than what I got to become more than what I am. And for me to become more, just like a doctor would go to school for 8 years so that he can learn the profession in a better way, we have to learn how to live our personal lives and do things in a better way. So for me to do them better, I have to read and learn from those that are experienced in many of the things that I haven't even experienced in life. So it's important for me to grow because if you're not growing, you're dying. So I've learned that you have to grow. And what we do is we begin to see the results over a period of time because just like you said, it's not a sprint. And just a brief little story, I'm reminded of a time that my car ran hot on the highway. I pulled over to a gas station, and their water hose didn't work real well. You could turn on the water, but it would just drip out very slow. But I did have a bucket. But now it was dripping. Drip, drip, drip. It dripped slow. So I went inside, ordered some things. I got something to eat and whatever. But, however, those small drips end up filling the bucket that I would have enough water to fill the car. It didn't all fill up at one time, but it was exactly what was needed. So I got that amount small drips at a time, inch by inch, is a cinch. Yard by yard, it gets too hard. So I learned that if I do the same thing with personal development, it'll begin to fill me up to the capacity to what I need to do the next process.
Outstanding, outstanding. Yeah, you know, I can't tell you how personal development has helped me over the years. And sometimes when I get off track, as you said, you know, the Bible is also part of my personal development. And you know, I realize that I always must be moving forward, because if I'm standing still, I'm moving backwards. And, you know, it's so important to continue to develop yourself, because if you're dealing with relationships, if you're dealing with people, you must learn how to deal with people. Just like that's one of the books that I listen to is How to Win Friends and Influence People, you know,
yeah.
Because it's so imperative because of the relationships. You know, another book I listen to is How to Grow Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. You know,
that's
I
right.
think it's imperative if you're team building, if you are looking to create leverage where, you know, you've got 1,000 mini-me's out there, you know, who have developed and learned to do exactly what you do, you better listen to books to teach you how to do it. The Strangest Secret is another one that I listen to. By Claude Bristol. Yeah, by Earl Nightingale.
The Magic of Believing. That's Claude Bristol, right?
Claude Bristol, yep. And
yeah.
I think those are imperative for me so I can stay on track. And even though I've heard them before, faith comes by hearing, not by what you've heard. So I got to continue to build my faith up by listening to other things. And so any other books you listen to at all, Mr. Haskins, before I go to our next caller that you want to share?
Yes. One that's real important, and I tell you, this is something that's real. It's two that I know that I stick with. One is Hung by the Tongue, because I got to watch what
I hear.
I mean, you hear people all day say, my foot killing me. I mean, no, it's not. It's not killing you. I mean, we say things that I don't think I can, or we say the word can't. Or the word try stays in our dictionary, where that's just another excuse. I mean, you know, so we got to, that book is powerful, Hung by the Tongue. Or how about Go for No? No don't mean, always mean not never. No means not right now. So sometimes we got to know, go for no. It's, and because the more no's I get, I'm reaching a yes. So those are real important that I've learned. And again, over and over for years, even since before I met you, sir, and even now, even more so since I've met you, the book Think and Grow Rich. You can read that book over and over and constantly get more out of that book each time you read it. So those are some powerful ones as well, sir. And also, you taught me so many things as far as reading. So I have a large audio library of personal development, so we'll be on the phone all day talking on those.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, sir, and you keep getting partners there in South Carolina and around the world. And guys, remember, we can only get ambassadors here in the United States, but we can get partners all around the world. We were talking, OJ and myself were talking to a friend of his in Winnipeg, Canada last night. In fact, we got him on the webinar. He's looking to become either an ambassador or a partner today. Was talking to another gentleman from Toronto, Canada. And he's looking to come on sometime this week as an ambassador or partner as well. And so, you know, we're looking for partners all over the world, because it doesn't matter what country you're in, you can partner up with us and help us save the lives of these children. I want to jump right now and go to our next caller. And Charlotte, who is our next caller in queue?
You know, we've got Sandy from Maui on right now, and I'm glad that she's on. I know that she got up pretty early to join us. So, Sandy, are you
absolutely
on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Aloha.
Aloha, Sandy. How are you, lady?
I'm great. I am doing really, really good. I'm super, super excited about the Christmas season and all that that brings and everything that we're doing with Hidden Hunger. It's just incredible.
Well, we had J. Michael on earlier, and I had him plug your Hawaii Blog Talk Radio show that happens at 1 p.m. Central. I believe it's 9 a.m. your time. And if you want to share a little bit about that as well, we're going to make sure that we jump on. And I told him to text me the number. We're going to send that number out and see if we can get you some
great
more people listening in.
That would be awesome. Well, yeah, we launched a show a few weeks ago called Catch the Wave and Save a Life. And I got the idea from just something that I was thinking about in regards to what everybody does. We have so many surfers around here in this state. And but I envisioned when I was thinking of Catch the Wave and Save a Life, I was envisioning someone jumping on a board, catching a wave, and then reaching down into the water where a child was and pulling them up on the board out of the water.
That's
and yeah,
powerful.
That's kind of how, yeah, that's how the idea came about. And I just really loved it. I felt it was just so perfect with what we're doing. And we started a few weeks ago. We've been getting live callers calling in. Last week we did have someone physically call in that I know who is, served our country in the military. He was on five. He was deported. He went on service five times, so five active duty.
Wow.
But
wow.
Yeah, just amazing guy. He jumped on board with us on the phone. We're still talking to him, and you know, he'll make that decision soon. But he's been very intrigued by what we're doing. And then last week I went and met with my coworker. Actually, she is a Blue Hawaiian helicopter pilot, and her and I have been friends over the years, and we're very, very close, and we hadn't really had any time to kind of get together and catch up on what we were doing. And so she had me over for dinner the other night, and I got to sit down with her, and I started sharing Hidden Hunger Global with her, and she was just sold. As soon as I just started talking about it, I didn't even show her anything yet. She had seen nothing when we were having this conversation over dinner, and we were at her house. And I said, well, let's get up and let's look at the website, and I'll show you some videos and you can take a look. And before she even did that, Silas, when we were talking, you know, I told her, I said, you know, I'm the first one in Hawaii that's doing this. And she just looked at me and she goes, well, I'm the second. So, I mean, she told me yes. Yeah, she told me yes before we even got to the website. So she just loved the whole idea of what we're doing. And she's been looking for something that is cause-driven. And she's been flying many, many, many years. She started flying fixed-wing aircraft, and then she moved into helicopters later on. But she broke the world record. I just want everybody to know. She broke the first world record to fly a two-seater helicopter to 11,000 feet.
Wow.
Now, helicopters,
wow,
just so
awesome,
you know, they're not pressurized. So you have
right
to have oxygen. So she had an oxygen tank, and she flew to 11,000 feet in a two-seater helicopter and broke the world records, first woman to ever do that. And then she had a friend of hers that she trained that actually broke her record and flew to 15,000 feet. So this
woman, that's incredible.
Is an amazing, yeah, she's an amazing human being. She's an amazing pilot, but she has the biggest heart in the world. And she is so on fire about Hidden Hunger. And she's just the last few days, she even got on the webinar last night. I'm going to jump on it. I had a Maui Women Live Out Loud Christmas party last night, so I wasn't able to jump on, but I'm going to listen to that today. But she's been soaking up, learning everything, and her and I are just going to hit the ground running here and, you know, launch some impact power parties and get people in. And, you know, I just have to tell everybody, this is the easiest thing to do. It is not hard. When I am sharing this information with people about what we're doing, they're so intrigued right away because we're helping other people. But, you know, the thing that the day after she signed, actually, it was funny. She did sign as a member, and that night when I left, you know, she was like, you know, she loved the catch the wave and save a life phrase that I had. And I said, you know, I envision something for you that has to do with flying, you know, because you're a pilot, you know. You know, and I thought, as I was driving home that night, I thought about take flight and save a life. And
save a life. I love it.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I texted her and I said, you know, I really feel like that should be your theme because that's who you are, you know. And she loved it. So, you know, I love doing this. I love helping other people learn how to share this information. What I also love doing is trying to find creative ideas on how they can promote this through what they do already.
Right.
And just pair it up, you know, and be creative out there when you're thinking of, you know, what is your hobby you like to do? Are you a photographer? You know, do you love to do social media? Do you fly a helicopter? You know, teach school? I mean, what do you do? You know, think about those things and pair it up with that, you know, and try to find a theme that runs together so that when people are looking at this, they can relate what you do already to what you're adding value.
Sandy, did we lose you? Sandy?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear
me?
There you go.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, really, for this information, the next morning when I got up, I got a text from my phone that she had signed up as a partner, and I was so excited and elated, you know, and she was, but, you know, she was sitting there with me right then, and I want to encourage everybody, if you don't see it happen right away, this virus.
We appreciate you, Sandy.
We're having connection.
You're going
issues.
In and out. I believe we're losing you. You might be on a different island there in Hawaii. but I tell you, Sandy is such a powerful, powerful lady, and you know, her ideas are so creative, but they're so on point. Charlotte, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's very creative.
There she is.
Yep. Can you hear me now?
Well, Sandy, yes, we can. If you would, give us that number for your show at 1 p.m. Central so we can get some people on there as well and just listen in as you host it.
Okay.
What is that dial-in number?
Let me, you know what? I don't have it right in, hold on. Yeah, I could probably get it. I'm having some internet connection problems this morning.
No worries.
Yeah, you know what? I'll text it to you, Silas.
If you text it to me, I'll get it out to everybody.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much, too, young lady. We appreciate you and everything you do.
And you're welcome. And your Hawaii phrase of today is Mele Kalikimaka, which means Merry Christmas.
Mele Kalikimaka.
Mele Kalikimaka.
Merry Christmas, young lady. Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right. Aloha.
Awesome. Aloha. Wow, that's powerful. Call in from Hawaii, and we've got partners all the way in Hawaii. That is so amazing, so outstanding. What incredible a feeling it is to have ambassadors all over the United States. You know, Charlotte, I believe we've got Ms. Deborah Sale on the line, and Leslie should be calling in. Let me know when she jumps on. Is Deborah Sell from Kentucky, are you available to chit-chat here on Impact Lunch Break Call?
Yes, I am, Silas, and thank you so much for having me on.
Well, Deborah, I want you to know I've been praying for you. You've been in my prayers, and I want you to stay the course, to fight. I believe that God has some blessings in store for you that get ready to happen, and we're going to follow up on that information we talked about. But I appreciate you chiming in. You've always been plugged in from day one, and you know, I want you to share, you know, why you like the changes with the, you know, now we're called ambassadors, and our customers are called partners, and any changes you see on the website you like.
Well, you know, I think it's all for the good, because we are ambassadors. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be ambassadors in whatever we do, to do it to the utmost and be our best for it. And I cannot think of a better place to be an ambassador for, a better company to be an ambassador for, a better mission than Hidden Hunger Global. The mission of Hidden Hunger Global is just so massive. And as big as it is, it's more than attainable. We're not talking about something that cannot be solved, something that we do not have the answers to. We're talking about three things, and these three things are the best on the market to solve these three social crises. Also, partners. You know, we're not looking for somebody to come do like a drive-by, throw $20 at us, and be gone. We need people who will partner with us and stay with us throughout this and see us save 1 million children in a month, every month. And so I really appreciate the changes that are being made there.
That's outstanding, outstanding. And Charlotte, if you would, reach out to Ms. Leslie Hicks again. She was on mute. She was trying to talk to you. Get on. She's going to come on next. Deborah, I want to ask this question, you know, because I know that you've been committed, and I know that you've been plugged in from day one. I know that you've been committed with you've been on auto giving, you know, since you got involved. I know that you also have reached out and you've helped, you know, a lot of people, including Michael Belly, get involved in the business, and you've been helping customers, which we now call partners. Talk to us about the importance of having partners, having those people who may not want to build a business, but they're willing to get involved and partner up with us to bless a child.
Well, it's like with any business. If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. And customers are the backbone of any business. We need people who are available to give and do on a daily basis, on a monthly basis. We need people who are committed, who see the mission. Perhaps they don't see themselves as being able to promote the mission or have time to work the mission, which, I mean, we know that everybody can. I mean, if you look at Deborah Allen, you know, she's on tour right now, and yet she's working the business. So we can do it, but some people are not cut out to be salesmen. And so I understand that, and I appreciate that. I appreciate every penny that is given, that every penny that is that a partner gives to this cause, and every word that they say, because, you know, it's as their customers, they're going to share with others that they are our partners and that they're partnering with us. And though they may not be an ambassador, they're still sharing and helping us to grow and to fulfill this mission.
Well, that's outstanding, Ms. Deborah Sell, and I appreciate you so much. And, you know, I know that it's exploding for you as we speak. I tell the story of the bamboo tree and the first 6 months that it's, you know, you can't see it growing, and then on that 6 month, it explodes, and that's what's going to happen with our businesses if we stay the course. So appreciate you. I want to go now to Florida.
Thank you, Tyler.
And you're quite welcome, young lady. I want to go to Florida and bring on a first-timer here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to see if Ms. Leslie Hicks has joined us. Leslie, have you joined us live on the lunch break call?
I am. I'm live all the way from sunny Florida.
Oh, that's outstanding. This is our Impact Lunch Break call here on Blog Talk Radio. This is internet radio. We're heard all over the world, and we appreciate you calling in. And, you know, tell us, Leslie, a little bit about your background.
Well, a little bit of my background includes a whole lot of network marketing and direct sales from the time I was a little girl, so I'm very familiar with it, and I've always known that it's an extremely viable structure and that its ability to make a huge impact. And now that it's been partnered with, you know, the mission of Hidden Hunger Global, I don't think that there is a better partnership of, you know, mirroring things together to really make the difference of truly changing the world.
Well, you know, Leslie, you are one of my favorites. You and I bonded and hit it off real well when I was there in Tulsa, got a chance to meet you for the first time. And you live in Florida, and you have a home in Tulsa, Oklahoma as well. And, you know, I want you to share with us why you thought this was a viable mission, a viable business to get involved in.
Because of the heart of it all, the heart of what is what we're doing in changing the lives of children. I mean, there's, to me, no greater thing that we could do. So the moment I saw it, I literally started crying because when you have that grouping together so that you can be a part of something bigger than yourself, and it doesn't even take that much to make a huge impact. I mean, saving the life of a child, really, it's just like it says in the videos. I mean, we're a part of something bigger than ourselves. We're leaving a legacy. We're setting an example for the people around us to say, we're all in this thing together. Let's all join forces together and really change the world.
Yes, that's awesome. Did you get a chance last night to listen in on the webinar or listen to the conference call?
I wasn't, unfortunately, but I have read the literature that's come out about it, and I'm trying to get to be able to replay that. But I was it was something that was actually on my heart before it even launched, so it was just kind of an affirmation that, hey, we're on the same page, because Ms. Deborah Martin will confirm that when we were talking in Houston, I was saying these kinds of things to say that it's about spreading the word. And the word ambassador actually came to me from my days of when I was an ambassador with the Chamber of Commerce, actually there in Kentucky when I lived there. And so, you know, that, yes, we have the ambassadors. And then the other term that I would use, and I don't know if someone else already may have said it on the call, but is the sustaining members. That the customers are sustaining members. They are a part of the membership of people who are coming together to just sustain these children. Like you said, $20 one time, that is helpful. Of course, we appreciate it. We welcome it, and we're thankful and grateful for it. And it's, but creating that vision in the mind of our members to be sustaining, to say that you need to eat every month well. You need to have clean drinking water every month, and so do these children. And we have to be sustaining them on a continual basis, that it's a commitment that's saying that I lay my head down every night knowing that I saved the lives of children and really made a difference.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Share with me, if you would. A couple of weeks ago, we had our blast-off event in Houston for 2 days. And share with us, if you would, anything that you took away from that event, anything that stuck with you during those 2 days.
The main thing that stuck with me was the true sense of genuine family values, that we really were interacting with each other as a family in the best ways possible, all the best highlights of family, of coming together to help each other out in needs, to be encouraging to each other, to be supportive of each other, to be educating each other as to, oh, you know, how do you do this, sharing, caring, being loving and kind and thoughtful and respectful and considerate. It just was really the sense of family. And I think that that's the biggest thing. We had a couple of examples extreme of, you know, making sure everyone had rides and everyone had a room and everyone had food and, you know, down to our basic needs too, in addition to helping each other how to expand their business and how to grow and how to position themselves, and then, of course, the great training that you provided for us on a continual basis all through the weekend.
Well, I tell you, I really enjoyed myself with the family members there with yourself and, you know, Deborah Sill and Mr. Reggie Haskins and Jayshon Johnson and Marvin Gooley and Mr. Ernest Nunn, and we had Vicki Nelson and Millie Green, and, you know, we had Amber Cooley was there from Tennessee, as well as Millie Teller and, you know, Kelvin Humphreys and Sheila Moffitt and Michael Bailey. I mean, I could go on and on. It was an incredible time. Cheryl Smith, and just appreciate all of the ambassadors that sacrificed to get there. And you know, if we've got some guests on this line, people who are not yet in the business or not yet become our partners. You know, Leslie, if you had to talk to them, if they were your relatives, if they were your friends, if they were people you know, share with us how you would share with them about this mission and why they need to become a part.
Well, it would be pretty simple in that it's,
yes,
I think, a part of all of us as a human being to want to make a difference, knowing that you've made a difference in your life, right, that you're being here in this earth plane for the time that you're, you know, blessing us with your presence, that you want to make a difference. And here is a genuinely beautiful way to do that and to set an example for yourself, for your peers, for your children, if you have them, to say that we take care of others around us, that we share of our blessings to the others so that we can then have them be blessed. And warm your heart every day knowing that you get to wake up and go to sleep knowing that you made that difference. And that would be something that I know that is in the heart of every person. And here's a vehicle that's simple and easy for you to do.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, Leslie, I definitely appreciate you as always. Thank you so much, young lady. You always have insight and information to help. And, you know, for those of you who are guests on the line, you know, get with the person who invited you to this call and find out how you, too, can be a blessing to these children, how you, too, can get involved. And, you know, I appreciate all my guests and all the ambassadors and all of the partners that have joined us on the call today. I definitely appreciate my partner in success, you know, Ms. Charlotte Warren, and, you know, her tip of the day. What's the name of the turkey again? I got to hear it one more time.
Greenberg turkeys.
Greenberg turkey from Tyler, Texas. We got to make sure that I'm going to tell you, J. Michael, if you're still listening, you better share with them, or I'm going to share with them about how we need them to be partners of Hidden Hunger Global and give back. You know, our main tip for the day, guys, is check with businesses all around you, and there are businesses that are looking for tax write-offs. And if they haven't got their tax write-offs or a way to give back, you know, you got to talk to them about Hidden Hunger Global and allowing us to be that, not only that tax write-off, but allowing us to be that feel-good story for their company of the year, of how many children's lives they were able to bless, how many children's lives they were able to help, how many children's lives they were able to save. You know, and the thing about Hidden Hunger Global, guys, is that our whole mission is to grow every single month, to have more child-saving products bought and sold this month than we had the previous month. And next month, you know, going into 2016, you know, we will reach our goal of saving 1 million children in a month. And the way we're going to reach it is with each and every one of you, every single day, keeping the main thing, and that is opening your mouth and sharing with people about how they can help by becoming partners. And then you're going to find those people that want to do what you do. They want to be part of this crusade. They want to help other people and find other people that are willing to be partners. And we're going to grow this thing exponentially. We're not going to stop sharing. We're not going to stop caring. We're not going to stop giving ourselves. And so make sure that you realize, as Leslie said, that we're one family with one focus, and that is to save 1 million children in a month. Have an outstanding day, everyone. God bless.
Rachel Silas, thanks again.